see by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Monday, July the 7th with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
Hope everybody had a great 4th weekend.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Are you happy today?
Define happy, sir.
Happy is being looking down at the grass instead of from the bottom up.
Yeah, well, this is true. Watching the stems instead of the roots, as it were.
There you go. So I'm going to bring you into the show here a little bit later when we're talking about what happened over the weekend. But it is about 7:07 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And somebody wrote down there is that, hey, we're at 1326 Market Street. So somebody must have been trying to find our address. So they wrote that down up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Especially if you're giving away tickets.
Yep. I guess that's it. Hey, let's go to our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors, find out what's going on Wall Street. Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh. Happy Monday.
Hey, good morning. Well, happy Monday to you. Well, markets are in the red to start the week. Currently, the Dow's down 60 points at 17,008. Well, the NASDAQ's down 13 at 4,472. And the S&P 500's down 6 at 1,979. Oil's down 22 cents a barrel at $103.84, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.45%. Gold's down $5.60 this morning at $1,315, while silver's down 16 cents at $20.98 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson's up 59 cents at $106.01. McDonald's is down 83 cents at $100.15, while Goldman Sachs is down $2.23. at $167.23. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We've got Josh and the rest of the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. And why do we have them on is so that you can find the path to financial freedom. You can find a path on your investments, find the path on how to be able to retire comfortably and how to have your children not come live with you, because they will be also living comfortably if they do things the right way. And the correct way is by starting out with Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. Set up an appointment and then head on down to Park Marina Drive. Starting off Mondays, when you have a long weekend, you have 4th of July, you have your daddy's birthday, and you have travel a lot, it's such a good night's sleep. It makes a difference in my sleep number.
It's great to get back home.
And my sleep number setting, of course, is 40. I'm heading up to 45. and I know your sleep number setting, you've already passed that.
My sleep number setting is 45, and I've been staying there. But it feels good to just get home into your own bed. You don't want to say anything when you visit, but it's a really big deal when you don't have a sleep number, and feel the difference when you do have a sleep number.
Your parents' guest room bed is like a trampoline. That's the best thing I can say about it. But hope they're not listening right now.
With a crook neck.
That's right. Okay, hey, look, besides being the Consumer Reports bed of the year, yes, and being made in America and guaranteed, yes. Okay, what else is it? It's introduced the smartest pet in the world. That's right. Not only can you adjust your sleeping positions, it now has Sleep IQ technology. It's the only bed that lets you track and optimize your sleep with Sleep IQ technology. You don't have to wear anything. It just hooks on to the pump in the bed that keeps the air at the right levels. And it tells you how you're sleeping, and it powers you to make changes, adjusting your sleep number setting so that you can sleep well during the night. And how much is a good night's sleep worth to you? Frankly, it is, to me, it's priceless, a good night's sleep. Now, where do you find these sleep number beds and the Sleep IQ technology? You head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, and you see Janice or Brian, and they're going to help you out with this. They're going to show you what it is. Sleep Number.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. What's the
weather? Yeah, well, we're great, and we're welcome on Monday morning. I'm so happy to be here. 70
you know,
degrees.
You and I are going to roll around on the floor here in a couple minutes. Okay, and you know
really?
Why, don't you? You know why, don't
it's 70
you?
Degrees.
You're rolling your eyes at me.
I am rolling my eyes at you because I just had there's so much. I'm chomping at the bit to get with
today. We got a whole hour to get all this in.
It's going to be 109 today. Tonight, our forecast looks like it's around 80. Tomorrow's a slight chance of showers with 106. You know, we're in that triple digit weather, so be careful. There's so many things in the headlines, Carl. I want to talk about,
the weather's brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Top stories of the day. And I was curious to see what we're going to get into this morning, but I love to see what's trending and what's on top of the lips of or minds of everybody that's happening.
The tops of the lips.
The tops of the lips.
That's thinking about it.
Okay. So another tot's death has been blamed on a hot car.
The first one, though, the one that's really hit the papers, indicates, have you been reading about that?
Well, they're saying now that they're questioning the mom.
But the father was sexting six different women. While the baby's out there in the car.
That's just...
I mean, and this whole thing, now they're checking on the mother. I mean, this is... Have you been reading about this, Bob?
Heard about it. I have an opinion. The guy needs to be fixed so he never has another child.
Well...
Anyway, so there's another tot's death blamed on hot car, and I always think about that with what's happening with our weather and people with their dogs. They walk their dogs. You see these poor animals on leashes as they're walking around the pavement. I realize probably their paws are being scorched, and they just don't even – you know, dogs look like they're ready to collapse any minute. So, I don't know what you do in a situation like that, actually, if you see somebody and you think, how can you have your dog out in this heat? You know, for them, it's a fur coat. It's like 130 degrees.
We have a Haven Humane, and they talk about this, and it's not – even if you put them in the back of, a pickup truck with the interior lining, they say that gets up in the 120s, and the dog's trying to lie on it, and all those kind of things. Yeah.
Well, we saw so much in the headlines this morning, Carl. If your cell phone's out of juice or your computer's out of juice and you walk through TSA, it could be confiscated.
Well, that's if you're flying back into the United States. It's not leaving the United States, but if you're flying back in. But say you fly into Portugal or France or someplace, and you're exactly right. TSA has got the new rulings is that they're going to make you turn on everything. But if you remember, I remember when we used to have to turn on our computers when we walked onto the plane. You'd take it out, you'd open it up, you'd turn it on. Then they'd look at it. Then you could turn it off and put it back in its case and carry it on. This was years ago. But we had to do it then early after 9/11. But now, if for some reason you run your cell phone out, they could confiscate it.
That's exactly what's happening. They may confiscate it, but it's definitely
may. They didn't say they would. They just said that they may or they may, inspect it or things like
right.
that.
Right. That's under TSA headlines today. The Pope, he's asking the sex victims in a mass act of I beg your forgiveness. In fact, he's been seeing a lot of them in his chambers to say, probably blessings and hope this never happens again. Three cities in the race of 2022 for the Olympic bid. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And there's an interesting story about a shark victim. Can you just imagine? I mean, I know you spend a lot of time in the water teaching scuba diving and everything else, but talking about shark attacks in the USA, 26 in Oregon, 2 in Washington, 110 in California, and this story is going to be interesting.
This is historical. It says,
A long-distance swimmer, Stephen Robles, recovering from an attack by a great white shark crazed by a fisherman's hook, says he swam into the wrong place at the wrong time. No kidding. I'm still pretty shaken up. I'm rattled. My nerves are still shaky. Robles said he was recovered at his Lomita, California home after the Saturday morning shark attack while swimming in the ocean off of Manhattan Beach. Woo-hoo!
Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We had another shooting. Police, RPD involved in another shooting this weekend. Bob drove by the area, so we get a little report on that. How about the cost of gas? Camp for Life and Marietta again. Marietta, California is again ground zero for this huge, huge travesty of what's happening along the border. Carl Lindebot KCNR 1460. If we're not talking about it, probably it's not too important. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
I'm having a hot flash, a tropical hot flash. My personal summer is really a bummer. I'm having a hot flash.
Menopause, the musical, the off-Broadway parody hit that will have you cheering at your seat and dancing in the aisles.
Playing at the Reading Civic Auditorium, July 13th only. Purchase tickets online at readingcivic.com or call 530-229-0022.
I'm having a hot flash. Ooh.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Big League Greens is proud to support the Reading Colt 45s, and they're grateful for the support the community has shown them over the last 10 years. Come and join Big League Greens for a week-long celebration as they say thank you for their first 10 years, July 28th through August 3rd. They're looking forward to you joining them for the next 10. New leagues are forming now for softball, indoor soccer, inline hockey, volleyball, and baseball. For more information, call 223-1177, extension 105, or check them out online at bigleaguedreams.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veteran Service Office is here to help. We are accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning, 70 degrees. Oh, my gosh. We have so much to cover. It's going to be hot today. I mean, H-O-T. So, spell it backwards if you can think about it. 109, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures.
Spell it backwards.
Yeah.
Spell it backwards.
Need to think about it. Toe. Yeah.
Toe.
We have tickets to give away. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Orchard Nutrition. It's living well, living longer, getting even with the government so you can live longer, so you can collect more Social Security. How do you do that? It's because you live healthy. And how do you live healthy? Orchard Nutrition, that's right, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Nutrition on the staff, free, you know, they give you free advice. They have free classes in the evenings for that. But they have the largest selection also of natural food supplements, raw foods, organic foods. You know what? When you walk into the place, you immediately add 2 days to your life, okay? Because it's just healthy in there. Give them a call at 244-9141. It's your Center for a Healthy Lifestyle, Orchard Nutrition. We buy all of our stuff there, and we feel extremely healthy. All right. Daniel Copeland did something very, 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 very dumb on Saturday. He pointed a shotgun at RPD. Six officers fired back at him. It appears that Mr. Copeland was shot in the house he was at and was wanting to commit suicide. So it was almost kind of like – it kind of like reads like it might be one of those suicide by police things. They come out, you know, they aim at him, and then the police fire back. In this case, six police fired. After shooting Mr. Copeland, they took him to the hospital. And a couple hours later, Mr. Copeland was removed from the hospital, released from the hospital, and taken to the county jail. Now, I'm not sure how to take this. Last week, they got into a shootout with a guy that was, you know, obviously coming out with a knife. And, you know, they shoot him several times and he dies. Three police did. In this case, six police were firing. And Mr. Copeland walked away from it, essentially.
Far be it from me to be a Monday morning quarterback. Well,
or me either. I mean, you know, it could have been a lot of differences. Are you starting to feel, you know, kind of hear a little bit of, you know, humor under? I'm not humor. It's terrible. But it's, you know, the fact is that six officers firing, and you went by the house, right?
Yes, yes. The ground looked like it had snowed from all the shell casing markers that were on the ground. Now, Carl, you have, but I have never been in a tactical firefight. Never in my life, God willing, it never will happen. But obviously, tunnel vision, stress, you hear all that stuff. But is it that easy to I mean, it's
a
like
pistol,
the worst case of buck fever ever.
No, you know, a pistol at night. A pistol during the day, and you fired, we sent you through classes. During the day, a pistol, taking your time, aiming in and shooting, all right, at a piece of paper that doesn't have, you know, it's not aiming back at you. That's not shooting back or aiming at you. And now, Bob, you saw the class. You saw people. Now, yes, albeit is that the officers are trained, and right here we're in the middle of this thing where they want to close down the range. You know, some people want to close down the pistol range and the rifle range where the police train because, oh, it's a little noisy out here. It's noisy. And, you know,
or
but
built around.
But you know what? It's been there for it was there when you built. Now you want them to change their whole status there. And as Paletti says, look, we need to shoot at night because that's where most of our shootings happen is at night. Well, here we are with this guy, and you know, perhaps you know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened. It would be interesting to find out. But and so it wasn't like they weren't trying, huh?
Well, I remember the combat part of the carry course. I mean, I knew that I was safe. Nothing was going to happen to me. And yet, running the course, my heart was just
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was
and that was
pumped.
Just with the timer on.
Yeah.
And so when you figure that out, and then the police are trained, though. But I don't care who it is. When the firefight starts, you're pumped. And so in any case, I'm glad this guy didn't die because it sounds like maybe he has mental problems.
Yeah.
You know, and that and so that he is alive. And you know what? They've charged him with a couple, you know, brandishing a weapon and all this. I don't even know if the weapon was loaded. The guy across the street that watched it, though, said he heard him say, put down the weapon. We won't hurt you. We won't hurt you. And then the guy, I guess, either pointed at him or racked the slide or something. And when he did, he said he heard a number of shots ring out. And you know what his final, you know what he said? The witnesses, he says, you know, you point a gun at a policeman, they're going to shoot you. I mean,
usually
you know
not
what?
Good for your long-term survival prospects.
Yeah. Anyway. Again, we go into this thing where you know, police should have cameras on them. That's fine with me. You know, if they're going to start doing that, that's fine. Because otherwise you get into the stuff where the guy, you know, now you've got a policeman that's under fire because he came over and he was rude to somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, he shouldn't have been rude, but so what? I mean, he's rude, but should it go into something like this guy's a bad guy? You know what? Or because he's rude? I personally don't like rudeness. On the other hand, the other guy, listening to the other guy, it wasn't like he didn't have an attitude too. Okay, enough of that. Gas. $4.10 a gallon if you find it. Sometimes you can find $3.99. Sometimes you can find $4.03. In California, it's $4.10 a gallon. All right. Where is, and across the country, it's $3.66 a gallon. Where is the anger from the media? Where is everybody going, this is absolutely wrong. Why are we paying so much for gas? What is the state of California doing to cause this? Because you're adding more taxes on it, and now you're getting ready to go to this cap and trade, which is another 25 cents. Now, when I was down in Sacramento, I read in the read an article that says the some of the senators or the assemblymen have said something about, let's put off cap and trade for a few years because it's going to raise the price of gas 25 cents a gallon or more. And do we really want to foist this on the public? Now, it's going to be hard to do that since they've already spent the money that they thought they were going to get. Is this great? Do I make this up? No.
Is this a great state or what?
Is it, do I make this up? No. And in the editorial today in the Record Searchlight, how many days is Congress going to work in the Senate this coming year, this coming term?
The state.
How about this? Let me try it. No. Oh, this is US the Congress. Feds. 121 days.
Wait, where do you sign up for that gig?
121 days. Well, I want a job like that. Yeah. That pays me that much money. And the perks, and the other part of the editorial was that they've kind of quietly taken out that part where you have to declare it on your taxes, saying how much it is. You know, you still have to say you're going on a trip. These junkets, and they say you still have to declare. You know, say that, hey, I'm going on a junket, and this is where I'm going. This is the company that's paying for it, and all that. But you don't have to say how much it is.
Don't you get the really cool medical care for life for serving one term in Congress?
I think so.
It's
kind of like when you used to be able to work for the city of Reading for a week and get health care the rest of your life. They changed that, I think. Tell me they've changed that. Next week, we're going to have all the candidates for Reading City Council are going to be here Monday through Friday. I'm lining up right here. So if you've got questions, now's the time to start thinking about them. Now, a lady called and said that the feds are moving into Murrieta, and they're moving in possibility they're all going to have on the riot gear. And I know that I heard this morning they've already blocked off the street that these people come in on. And the mayor of Murrieta says, hey, we're nice people here. It's just the fact we're not prepared to take all these hundreds and hundreds of people they're trying to foist on us, because what are we supposed to do with them? If you've ever gone to Murrieta, California, it's not big. It's on the freeway out there past Temecula. If you know where Temecula is. If you don't know where Temecula is, I guess that wasn't a big help, was it? If you know where San Diego is, though, you can kind of work your way east, you know, that way. Kind of be facing north and kind of like slowly turn to your right. And then
high desert defined.
That's where it's going to.
Okay, today begins.
Today begins.
Okay, a famous novelist wrote about it. It involves red scarves and 8 days in Spain. What am I talking about?
The running of the bulls.
It starts today.
The running of the bulls in Pampalomas.
That Hemingway romanticized, and people go get their... People get stomped on every year.
Hemingway romanticized it. City Slickers kind of was a true epitome.
The
of
images. Running,
where he had to have stitches in his tuchus.
The images have already, you know, when people fall. People falling, being in an emergency, but thousands upon thousands of people in the street. You know, it's like all you could see from the photographer's aerial vision are little heads, you know, just several heads. You can't see bodies.
There's thousands of people on the street. Now, if you get in toward the front, you're going to probably be okay, because as it starts moving, then you start running. And then you get down to and if you're in front far enough, you can get into the arena. Now, once you're in the arena, you want to get out of the arena, because this is where the bulls are coming. But
now, why do you – let me ask you.
Next year, Bob and I are going to run the bulls in Pampalomas.
What is it? Is it just the biggest adrenaline rush, man against animal? What is it?
It's a macho thing.
Women run it too, though.
Well, I'm just asking.
There's macho women.
Well, no, I'm just saying is that it's not just guys.
What's up with that?
Well, I think it's kind of cool. It started back, you know what? There's a place down in Mexico right across the border that does that.
There's
a version of that. I'm pretty sure. You know what? We're missing out on how to get thousands of people up here to Reading. I'm thinking about it right now. Are you thinking about it right now?
This town throws a lot of bulls.
We could have them race down Market Street. Down Market Street, through the promenade, straight out past Jack's, and heading that way. What do you think? Oh, we need to. Oh, and end up in South Park in the. End up in South Park. Clear out the park of all the people sleeping there by having like 50 bulls run through there, and then we round them all up on the baseball stadium. Am I hearing an amen on this?
Well, I just no. I don't know. Okay. I just don't understand. I mean, right. Like I said, the images and I know it's just like anything else. It reminds me some of what's happening with the World Cup.
Segway.
We'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alvarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, welcome back to KCNR.
70 degrees out there, going up to 109.
Tell me something you don't want to just get up and like. Wait, wait till you hear this. Wait. Isn't that cool?
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Get a hold of them. Get senior and veterans discounts. Locally owned and operated. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Linda buys her estate jewelry there.
And I'm rolling my eyes big time because Barracuda.
A Barracuda. Oh, that's why I'm bleeding.
Or is that Magic Man? Which
I'm
one is
sure.
that one?
This was the opening riff to Barracuda.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Leonard is really an honest guy. We've known him. He has been our jeweler. In fact, he did my wedding ring. And that says a lot about, you know,
how
his
you
people
trust
and trust somebody. And does your, you can take a watch or any kind of diamond or jewelry or gold or anything into Leonard, and he's the expert. He'll tell you what it's worth. I think he does buy gold, and he does buy gemstones, and he's just a great guy. Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call.
2225 Hilltop Drive. Phone number is 222-2750. All right. Camp for Life. Oh, let's go to Bill. No, let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Colonel. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, did anybody there happen to see the picture of the flag being flown behind the helicopter from Shasta Air in the record rag paper?
No, in fact, I didn't. Bob, did you see a photo?
I don't read the paper, but my bird does.
Not a thing. I even watched 7R News TV Friday night, Saturday, and I seen nothing on the news about it even.
They had nothing on the news about this guy flying the flag around?
Not even a video of it. And I think that's those guys really went out to set a world record and put a lot of history here for Reading, and they let it down the drain.
Well, you know what? They did set a Guinness Book of World Records, and the gentleman that was flying the flag was on our show. And we were talking about it, and the flag itself is huge, but it weighs 330 pounds, but it's the sail area of it. When you get it out there and open, it's like 13,000 square feet that he's trying to move in that helicopter. He has to fly nose down to keep it going. And it was, people were saying is that it was beautiful out there.
It's a shame that a lot of us older people can't get out to see those things, and it's a shame that they didn't put it on our news showing that flag being flown around the auditorium like that.
Well, you know what? What we'll do is maybe they did show it, and maybe you just missed it on the news like that, but maybe it was on one of the other stations. But let's look around a little bit for that and see. Because you're right, we were out of town, but they should have had something on the news or in the paper, at least a photo in the paper, you would think.
You would think so. You would really think so with somebody accomplishing something like they did, and it had to have been extremely beautiful. I'm just really disgusted with the whole bunch out there. Not the guy that was doing the flying.
No. He did his job.
In that flag, but our news. And another thing, too, I think that these people coming in here, they need to block that border off and put those people on planes and send them right straight back where they come from. Get them out of here.
I think we need to have a secure border. And I don't mean a secure border by the way a politician says a secure border. I think we need to have a secure border that nothing gets across there unless we say it gets across there. And we should shut down the border before we do anything in trying to figure out who stays or who goes. We need to have a border that is not porous. That lets people just roll through here. And this thing with the children, I'm getting ready to talk about it. So thanks for bringing it up, Bill.
You guys have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening to my griping.
Hey, if it's stuck if you're stuck in your crawl, this is a place to get rid of it right here.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
You bet. All right. Hey, and speaking of kids coming across the border, this has been going on. This has not just started here like a month ago or 2 months. Kids been coming across that border like this for a few years. It's just been low numbers of them. But now they're really ramping it up because they truly believe. And you know what? They truly believe they can stay here. And you know what? They're right. There's, to fight sex trafficking. Okay. And here's the law of unintended consequences is right here in your lap. To combat sex trafficking, the Bush administration made a law, and it was passed, that to protect children, is that they had to have a deportation hearing. So now they're using this, just pushing them across the border. So now they're holding them there. And I said, do they all have to have a deportation hearing? I mean, these are coming across illegally. They're not being used. It's not sex trafficking. It's illegals coming across. But the hold up now in the thousands, we're talking about thousands, tens of thousands are here. And then I've actually heard La Raza, who, by the way, during one of the pro-amnesty celebrations they were doing and protests, they were burning the American flag. Can you imagine that? Those skunk, low-bellied, scum-sucking pigs that did that, you know, that are because people are worried about what's happening to the country. So let's just burn the flag of the country that all these people want to come to.
The one you want to live off of.
The one. Anyway, okay. I couldn't even, you know, all the words I was thinking. I was slipping and sliding.
My hand was hovering.
I was slipping and sliding on the words because I had other ones that kept wanting to come out of my mouth. Anyway, but this whole thing, you know, is before you figure out what to do with the people that are here. And guess what? I'm not for throwing everybody out of this country. No. Yeah, they're here illegally, but I'm not here for throwing everybody out of this country. On the other hand, we can't do anything until we secure the border in such a way that nobody comes across. And I'm not talking about, oh, well, yeah, but let's have like oversight like at the IRS. No, close the border. We can do that. You could do that. You can do it with technology and people, not as many as you think. All you have to do is have the intestinal fortitude, Mr. Obama, to do that. Okay. What?
Oh, my wife was outraged by an article she was reading Saturday. Some columnist from the LA Times was saying, we need to remove the word illegal because it's degrading to these people. I was just like, okay, when you break the law, that means you're illegal.
They've done it already. I saw articles in the paper where they say they were moving immigrants from Texas to California. They were moving immigrants. Did you get that? Immigrants.
The immigrants.
That sounds like the Okies moving from Oklahoma to California, or from it's the immigrants from Kentucky moving to Ohio.
Yeah.
They're immigrants. No, these aren't immigrants. They're illegals.
They break our laws and violate our borders, period, end of conversation.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess it just gets to a point where I've been so angry about it that I'm seething. So, you know.
We had a lot of phone calls over that.
I just feel. Well, were they? I don't care.
No, that you were. No, no, that they said, look, Linda is.
I mean, I have a feeling.
Linda's upset. Linda's fired up.
I have just a really horrible feeling because, you know, I'm proud. We were talking about veterans here and, you know, my dad, you know, I just think about the older generation and the World War II generation. And when the world, our America came together to really work, it became more than just yourself. It became about, you know, fighting for a cause. And so you look at this period of time where our nation came together, and then I think the nation is coming apart. And I feel like everything is so vanilla. I mean, if you can't stand for something, then you're going to get washed up you're just going to get washed up in a mass of nothing. You have to stand for something. And I know it's like a country song or something, but it really upsets me. And I understand. I saw the lady this morning with the painted face, of the American flag. She looked like she was 25 and the next door, fresh scrub next door neighbor girl, just like, you know, fresh out of the Iowa cornfield. Adorable. Standing on the border with the American flag painted on her face. I've got kids. This means gangs. This means disease. That's what this means. And we're just kind of just like you said, we're becoming vanilla. I mean, I don't know. I have had on my "these colors don't bleed." And what's happening in America right now is making those colors bleed.
We'll be right back. After these messages, Carl and DeBott, it's going to be 109 today. Don't leave anything in the car. Don't leave chocolate, but for sure, don't leave anything breathing in your car for any length of time, or they won't be when you get back. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Yeah, we have passion.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there.
Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822, or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews and register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And as the weather temperatures are rising here on this Monday, it's going to be hot. Temperatures are 109 today, the highs. Get ready for that. So you might want to, can't even open your windows, actually, this morning. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 80. It's probably still time, if you're going to get your exercise in, to get it done this morning. Slight chance of showers on Tuesday and Tuesday nights. Partly cloudy. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Let's go to the phones this morning. We have a caller talking more about that flag. Good morning.
That's me.
Hello, you're on live with Carl and Linda.
Hi, Carl and Linda. It's Debbie Johnson.
Hi, Debbie Johnson. How are you? What's up?
I'm terrific. Thanks. We stayed up late to see if there was coverage about the flag and also maybe to see some of the fireworks. And the wonderful weatherman, Mike, he was very upset because the remote was not working. They could not go outside with their remote. They had troubles, and I think if they had been out there, they certainly would have filmed the flag and lots of fireworks for us. They were showing fireworks from the camera that faces out from the building.
Okay. So it was, okay. Well, that's good to hear, is that they would have had a remote out there, but it wasn't working and all that. You know, if it's technology, it can truly turn and bite you in the butt.
So. That's for sure.
Amen.
Well, have a great discussion this morning on the border.
You know what? I've got people writing to me things. Is that, and you know what somebody said here is that the new, all these illegals that are coming in now will be the new Homeland Security in 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
There's so much to that. And the fact that, you know, people in another country would you know, a lot of them are being released to families that are already here, and some are not. So it's definitely, you know, our heartstrings for children and our heartstrings for what those children are being used to do.
Well, they're pawns, and they're being brought in here, and they're, you know, it's you know, frankly, our country, I believe, Debbie, is, you know, we've got some problems right now. I mean, some big problems.
Yeah.
We've got the Middle East falling apart on us. We have our own institutions in here, the IRS and the judicial system, you know, falling apart on us. Our medical care is changing dramatically and drastically, and is not for the good. The economy is still, you know, they talk, oh my gosh, you know, it's turning around. Well, is it? I mean, you've got gas that's $4.10 a gallon. And what does that do to, your food prices and everything else that's being transported by truck? 'Cause that's the way it usually goes. We've got more and more taxation here in this state. Businesses are leaving like crazy. And California is becoming gray because of all the people leaving, the younger people that are leaving, the ones that are staying are older people, and
then I resemble that remark.
Well, so do I. I mean, I resemble it more than you do. And then the ones come in, and there's just a trickle of people moving in. So, I mean, we're in trouble here. I mean, it's kind of like in the paper in that movie Aliens, when the guy says, "Have you been reading the paper? We're getting our butts kicked." You know. So I hope that, you know, I don't understand why people don't kind of get together and do something about that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a venue for that. There's people who can pull folks together. So, I think you're doing it right now.
Well, you know what? I think there's some other things that we're going to be talking about here soon. And every one of those city council candidates better come prepared to be able to talk about what they're going to do about crime, homelessness, and all this other crap that's happening in our city. Anyway, Debbie.
All right, you too.
Hey, you're a great person. You are a great person, Debbie. Thank you for what you do for our community.
Yes, and the veterans.
All right. Honor flight, still taking donations for that flight we talked about.
There you go.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to the phones. Okay, we got more. Okay, Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. I guess I'm going to rant and rave a little bit this morning, if it's all right.
Well, yeah, you know, if you've got something stuck in your craw, this is the place to do it.
Well, I got a call from a cousin in Texas, and I'm going to put it to you the way he put it to me.
Wait a minute. Am I going to have to beep this?
You may. And he says that that we did the fireworks, we did the hot dogs, we did the watermelon, and we did all the celebration, but we forgot our history.
Oh.
And he says that the people that signed the Declaration of Independence committed all their money, all their property, and their lives, because they were sentenced to hang if they were caught, and they were prepared to pick up arms for freedom. Now, his question to me and my question to you and me and all the listeners, would we be willing to do that?
Yeah, I think people would. I think people would fight for freedom again and fight for their liberties if it came to that. There's no doubt in my mind. And you know what? There's no doubt in my mind is that many of the, much of the law enforcement, much of the military would turn and come and fight for it too.
Well, we've got a dictator in the White House, it appears. So what's stopping us?
We have somebody in the White House who is, if indeed what some people are saying is that his whole job was to bring us down to the level and to a level of many of the European countries who are having problems all over the world, and to take us out of the leadership position, he has done that. We are out of the leadership position in this world. You can talk what you may about Bush, and Bush had made his mistakes, God knows. But Mr. Obama seems to have compounded those mistakes and then actually taken things that had happened on the positive side and destroyed that. Everything that was said, as far as I'm concerned, about reforming Wall Street, I don't see the reformation of Wall Street. I see the Wall Street guys still making billions. I don't see about making the world safer. I don't believe the world's safer now than it was.
Oh, I don't either.
I see that things like the economy can come back. Okay, the stock market's at 17,000, but gas is still $4.10 a gallon. You know, there's just, you know what? There's such a dichotomy here. And yet we're getting the Middle East going down the tubes, and you're going to see gas going to cost even more because the cost of oil is going up because of what's happening over there. And the Iranians, the Iranians. We're asking them to help us, and they are still working on making a making an atomic bomb. You know, don't ever forget that.
What's going to happen? You know?
Yeah, you know, you know what it is, Henry. It is. We're in trouble, and I think people are starting to seize. I think that you know there's been 4 years, and now they're starting to stand up because it's just like here in town. We've had AB 109 for 3 years. We still have jerks running around stealing things. What's the answer? Okay, you've had 3 years for our leadership to figure it out, and they haven't done it yet. Well, people now are starting to get angry.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, it is about time. And you know what? It is time to stand up and just say, I am tired of this. It's time to stand up and say, you know, I'm not going to take it anymore. I am tired of this. We need to fix this. And if you can't do it, then we will.
Well, I think you're right, and I hope it comes soon.
Well, we'll see, Henry.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Henry. You know what? I am getting a little bit fired up for a Monday, but you know what? It was Independence Day. People fought and died for the freedoms in this country, and you see thousands coming across the border. You know what? And we're paying for their lawyers. Okay, why don't we just ship them back? Oh, I'm sorry. He's a two-year-old. Keep the two-year-old. But every one of them that are 15, put them on a truck, take them down, dump them out. Put them on a stealth aircraft, land, let them out so they can't see them. The whole thing. Okay.
Okay, so the Mexicans had no problem catching the Marine who took a wrong turn, but they let these thousands of people run the length of the country unimpeded.
Well, you know,
somebody explain to me how that works.
Well, he made the wrong turn. He turned himself in. There's the problem. He turned around and said, "Hey, look, I'm sorry, I made the wrong turn." And if you go down and see where he did, when he made the turn, there's no way of getting around. I mean, once you make that turn, you are stuck. You are going to Mexico. When he did, he immediately made a U-turn and said, "Look, I came in here by accident. I have weapons in my, I have firearms in my car." Anyway, I understand today that it looks like they may release him soon.
Why did it take a
3 months? No, no, it's three months. It's 3 months. Yeah, I don't, who knows?
All right. So
okay, what
to,
you got?
I have
baby?
To share something.
Okay,
I mean,
sure.
You know, every now and then, okay, I have been gone, so I'm checking up on emails and going into seeing what's happening on, you know, trending socially and on the media with, you know, international and national. Well, this breaks my heart because this is something that we're hearing every day, and it has happened to us. We have dear friends, dear, dear friends that took a vacation over the weekend to come home to find that their house had been broken into, guns and jewelry were stolen, as well as their keys that that were labeled. So, of course, and this is a couple that have spent many, many years together and have lots of memories. Of course, you know, it's horrible when you have like a family heirloom that's stolen. I had that happen to me in L.A. with pearls and brooches and stuff like that. So they took all their keys labeled, including their car keys. So they got the locks changed on Saturday. The locksmith said business is booming. The locksmith said business is booming. It's a catastrophe. A lot of jewelry for 77 years, my mom's pearls, treasures, and, you know, just...
And don't say anything about, well, maybe they should have locked them up. You know what? When you lock your house and you put your, you know, you lock everything in there and these people come in, kick in your door and steal everything, why is it all of a sudden the people's fault who own the house who locked their house up? It is not their fault. It is the vermin who are roaming our streets. Well, what are we doing about it? What is the city leadership, what is the county leadership doing about this? Have you seen one plan? Have you seen one thing come out of the mouths of our city council or the county supervisors to fix this? What is their plan? It's been 3 years. It's been 3 years since AB 109. What is the plan to take our streets back, to make our streets safe? What is it?
Well, these are people that have been longstanding citizens in the city of Reading. They do so much for our community. They keep giving and giving and giving. And so it was Saturday night. They were spending a weekend away celebrating family, and then three guns, jewelry. The diaper bag was that was her grandkids' diaper bag was turned upside down, and so they could find, you know, they could take all the jewelry and throw it in the bag with the guns.
Did they have an alarm system?
It doesn't say.
That was one of the questions that came in here. You know what? And I realize when you say alarm system, yeah, but we go back. We go back to the fact that this is going on everywhere. What's being done? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Is it time? Why aren't you calling your city council? Why aren't you calling your county supervisors and asking them, what's the plan?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Transportation Security Administration is implementing a new safety procedure in response to concerns that Al-Qaeda may be trying to produce a bomb that airport security cannot detect. Stacy Singleton flew back to the U.S. from Madrid yesterday and encountered some of the higher security. She was asked how she would feel if she were asked to power on all her electronic devices.
I think more annoyed than anything else.
Well, the TSA is requiring that passengers coming to the U.S. from some airports turn on their electronic devices before getting on a plane. We love to complain about them, but according to a new poll and this report from SRN's Wally Hines, most Americans still are very closely aligned with either the Republican or Democrat Party.
That loyalty driven by inertia, a preference for one side's policies over the other, and the feeling that it's possible to depart from the party's line when necessary. This according to a new AP GFK poll. Interestingly, despite what you may think, the poll finds party membership is rarely the result of a dislike of the other side, and some of the party's loyalty is rather shallow. A quarter of Republicans and 13% of Democrats say they dislike their own party.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. A wildfire that began on Friday in Northern California's Yolo County has burned about 10 square miles already.
We continue to make good progress despite the fact that conditions continue to be not in our favor.
And that is CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berlant, who says the Monticello Fire in Northern California continues to burn, and it is burning in largely rugged terrain. That is one of the disadvantages for the firefighters. On Wall Street, it's been slow going for the most part for the Dow Jones Industrial Average after an extended weekend. Trading had closed on Thursday above the 17,000 mark, but right now the Dow is down by about 26 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Pray. Pray for people you know who don't know Jesus. And get ready. Get ready for My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham. God worked powerfully through My Hope last year.
I submitted my life that night to Jesus Christ.
Now your church can be part of My Hope 2014 this fall. It features a new message from Billy Graham. Pre-order the DVD today. Then help your church plan its own My Hope outreach because your church knows the best way to reach your community. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Civil liberties activists are not happy about a new report about the NSA's online spying policies, as SRN's Gordon Griffin reports.
The Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board has concluded that the NSA is keeping tabs on foreign targets here in the U.S. and has been legal, effective, and has had proper oversight. The same Privacy Board reported back in January that the NSA's collection of domestic calling records was unconstitutional.
That is SRN's Gordon Griffin reporting all five members had been appointed to the board by President Obama. British regulators, meanwhile, taking a closer look at a Facebook experiment on how people react to things that show up on their news feeds. That's one of the main views in Facebook. The Information Commissioner's Office says it wants to know more about the circumstances of the two-year-old study in which Facebook allowed researchers to tweak the content in the main section of some 700,000 randomly selected users. This is SRN News. Cambridge University of Great Britain is, for the first time, making available to the public secret files smuggled out of Russia by a KGB official back in 1992.
The FBI described the Matrokhin archive as the most complete and extensive intelligence ever received from any source. He was a senior archivist with the KGB who had access to nearly all his country's secrets. When he defected from the Soviet Union, he came with thousands of copies of secret documents. They described Guy Burgess, one of the members of the spy ring, as a man constantly under the influence of alcohol, and Donald MacLean as a spy who was not very good at keeping secrets.
That's the BBC's Andrew North. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says it would be a clear contraction of trust between allies if reports that a German intelligence employee spied on behalf of the United States. More details at EzraNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And it is Free Fire today, my friends. 8:06 in the morning.
Are you having enough?
8:06 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can just hop into our chat room, because there's people in there talking about everything we've been talking about lately. We'll start off with Josh Wiley.
Good morning, Josh.
From our Wells Fargo advisors about what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets remain in negative territory to start the week. Currently, the Dow's down 63 points at 17,004, while the Nasdaq's down 25 at 4,460, and the S&P 500, it's down 8. At 1,977. Oil's down 74 cents a barrel at $103.33, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.44%. Gold's down $5.15 this morning at $1,314, while silver's down 21 cents at $20.92 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks: Big Blue's down 95 cents at $187.53, 3M's down 69 cents at $144.72, while Nike is up a nickel at 78.51. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908. You know, one of the things that you can do to help your family, help yourself, is financial freedom. That and putting triple locks on your doors, security systems, and a big bad dog.
And being armed.
And being armed and dangerous. But if you want to do it the easier way, you can find that financial freedom by going down to the Wells Fargo Advisors and asking them what you should be doing. Take a look at your investments. Take a look at new investments. They are the experts on this, and they know what they're talking about. Give them a call at 243-7561, and then stop on by at Park Marina Drive.
Okay, the weather is about 77 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Welcome again to our Monday morning. We're very excited about having our friends from Enjoy here. This is always one of my favorite times of the month. Right now it's going to be around 109 today, and partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 80. Slight chance of sprinkles tomorrow with 106, partly cloudy Tuesday night with 73, and Wednesday around 102. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, giving senior veteran discounts. 365-3793.
You know what? You know what I was smiling about? You actually could say the words 109 degrees without pausing. I always pause after I say 109 degrees because I just don't feel good.
That's
right then.
The difference between men and women, because we just deal.
Oh, and speaking of women, women who deal with a lot of things in their lives, here's Rally Sally. Hey, Rally Sally.
Oh,
good
man.
Morning.
Speaking of dealing with a lot of things in our life, huh?
Well, you girls are better at it, according to my wife.
Yes, I just wanted to let people know what we're doing tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Barney View Road. Our videographer, Robert, has finished rendering the Board of Supervisors meeting, and we are going to replay for our people or whoever wants to come watch what the Board of Supervisors did on June 24th. when they shut down all further discussion of the state of Jefferson. It's a pretty interesting video and very instructive and illuminating because you can see how they were reading off their talking points that had been already prepared before they even walked in there. So I think it's apropos, and I think the people need to see the workings of the Board of Supervisors and perhaps send in a postcard. We're going to have some postcards there already addressed to each member of the board so that they can let them know what they think about their performance.
I think that that's one thing to do because as elected officials, they should be listening to the unwashed electorate that we are.
Yes.
But there's other things too. It's besides the SOJ, which
yes.
Which are important too, and that's crime. And I think that people ought to start going and asking what their plan is. What's your plan for fixing this? There, guys, you're getting paid money to be our leaders here. Well, what's the plan on taking this vermin off the street and putting them away? I think that maybe, because you all swing a big stick on that, too.
Well, Les Baugh did say when he was running for reelection that he would put it on the ballot if he was reelected. And then he turns right around and shuts down all further discussion of it.
Well, Les has called me back. I've called Les. He's called me back. I got to call him again. But get Les on the show because and he's returned the call. So I'm thinking is that Les wants to come on, and if that's the case, Les can say what his reasoning was. But instead of having people have called him names, we'll move and we'll see. We'll get Les on here and give him a chance. I mean, give him a chance to say, hey, this is why it happened. And as everybody does, they get their chance here on the show.
And in the meantime, this week we are going to be in Sutter County where they are going to vote on what they want to do regarding the state of Jefferson. And then Friday we are in Lake County where we're putting on a town hall.
Well, let us know about Sutter County.
With our efforts, Shasta County hasn't slowed us down. It's just made us more determined.
Well, let us know what happens with Sutter County.
Will do.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thanks.
Tonight, 6 p.m.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Very, very excited about the people with us this morning that are really great, great friends. The famous Rhonda Ball, who graced the stage recently. We know her as, being the founder, one of the founders of Enjoy Magazine, and James Mazzotta. Good morning, guys, everybody.
Good morning.
I know it's Monday morning, and it's going to be 109, but you're here.
That's it.
And the July issue, every issue is just wonderful, but it's thick and juicy and has great...
it's like a good steak.
It's like a great steak. It's got and eye candy. So, Rhonda, before we begin, I just want to, again, thank you, and the community wants to thank you again for a great... What do you guys over here? Whatever.
Eye candy and a good steak.
What it is?
Eye candy and he saw his head turn.
Can you realize all that? Yeah.
I was looking at James there.
Visualize that. Makes your mouth water.
You
were so elegant.
Oh, I'm so glad it's over.
Aren't we? You know what? That's the first thing you always say is when you finish that last step and you go up in here and you go stand next to the judges and you go, it's over. I don't really care what they say. At this point, I don't really care what they say. I'm finished. I can take off these shoes. And my shoes are back in the closet and have never come out since then.
Really?
It's been, wait a minute. Now, next year, what they're going to try and do to you, though, is, let's bring in former dancers so y'all can start the show,
they
did to us, and frankly, turn it down.
Uh-huh. They didn't do it this year, though.
No,
they didn't start the show with former dancers.
They want you to come to do a little, a little something at the beginning.
That's what they did to us.
It was really, really an honor, and it was really a lot of fun and a lot of work, and... like I said, I'm really glad it's over, but it was
$126,000 raised by this group.
Amazing.
Amazing group. Mm-hmm. And you all really worked hard. And for Rhonda, and let me say this, is that Rhonda didn't get her partner, really, until, 3 weeks out?
Less than three weeks
out. And yet in 2 weeks because... for a variety of reasons, scheduling conflicts.
There was
scheduling conflicts. But
It's like court, though. You can't always tell the truth. I mean, like, no, for what she went through, yeah, it was like there should be a disclaimer on the board behind her. Got my partner in two weeks
Yeah, but
ago.
You know what? The I have to say that the audience, and I was on the side. I was one of the honored to be, again, to be one of the judges. So, you know, it's hard because, you know, I love you and, there, you know Sharon, and there's people, you know, Lucky. Right. I mean, the list goes on, the people that, you know, we've been involved with through the years. But, you know, you try to look at it like, you know, in the moment.
Right.
So
right.
In the moment, we would not, you can't take into consideration, oh, you got a broken knee cap, uh-huh, or you've got a sprained whatever.
And there were
on lots of drugs or whatever it is, right, to get you through.
Right.
No, you can't judge like that.
Right.
What you do is you go into the moment with what you have this moment, and you were, nobody knows the backstory.
Right.
It didn't look like there was a backstory. So who knows about the backstory? I know how you feel about the backstory, but you pulled it off with all of your elegance and your heart and your grace. And you can't do better than that, girlfriend.
And no, we're thanking everybody through you right now.
Yeah.
No, seriously. We're thanking everybody through you because all of you did so much.
It was really
for
fun.
Our community.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by 109 Degrees Alliance Heating and Air. That's right, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service, all makes and models. Warranties, guarantees. If you've got an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Martin and his people will be out there helping you. And they do just excellent work, outstanding work, if I could say that. Give them a call, 221-2642. Is your house cool enough? Is your air conditioner working all the time, but she doesn't seem like it's putting out all the cold air? You know what? Have them check it. Have them fix it. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We're going to take a quick break. Our guests are Rhonda Ball, a dancer extraordinaire, and James Masada, who refuses to go out there and do that. both from Enjoy the Magazine.
Yeah. Enjoy Magazine. We'll be right back.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm having a hot flash, a tropical hot flash. My personal summer is really a bummer. I'm having a hot flash. Menopause, the musical, the off-Broadway parody hit that will have you cheering at your seat and dancing in the aisles.
Playing at the Reading Civic Auditorium, July 13th only. Purchase tickets online at readingcivic.com or call 530-229-0022.
I'm having a hot flash. Ooh.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. Great music, Bob.
Yeah, Bob, I love it.
This portion, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's not just hot drinks down there, lattes and espressos. You can get cold drinks, chais, and everything you can possibly imagine down there at great prices. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. E-cigs with all the different flavors and everything that goes along with that. And, of course, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans are treated with much honor down there by Joe and Shelley. Our guests today, James Masada and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy the Magazine.
Good
as
morning,
opposed
guys.
To Enjoy the Store, which
Good
is also
morning.
Theirs.
Yeah.
But we just kind of like break it up.
All right, let's talk about the issue. Let's break it down. The July issue. Of course, we've been through the 10-year anniversary of the celebration of the bridge. We've been through the 4th
which
of July.
Heavily promoted and celebrated in last month and this month a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Freedom Fest was in here talking about the fireworks and...
Fantastic.
And the McConnells who make the fireworks happen every year here in Reading.
Well, give us a little recap.
Well, first of all, I want to say something about the cover, because we have never, ever, in our almost 8 years doing this magazine, have had the Sundial Bridge on our cover. So.
So well, it's perfect apropos of being 10.
And that's not because... it just is one of those things that just ever happened.
Yeah, so that's neat. All right, so that's, again, timely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we did a nice story about the Freedom Festival, the Civic Auditorium, the McConnell Foundation the McConnell Foundation up to date has given $1.7 million to make this Freedom Festival happen. So that's pretty amazing. We are so lucky to have the McConnell Foundation.
It was a big bash this year.
It
went
was
on
huge.
Today, on and on and on and on and on.
Did you see him from your house?
I was in
Anderson. That's right.
Yeah. Did Anderson explode?
No, I was doing Movies in the Park.
Movies in the Park. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit, too, because I know you've got a lot of... Well, you know, it falls on... you're right. It falls on...
It just happened this year to fall, you know, because every year it moves a day forward.
Right.
So this year was the first time we've ever fallen on a 4th of July, exactly. It just so happened that we were moving. This was our first movie going to Red Bluff.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry, Anderson. And, you know, Anderson does their fireworks the day before.
Right.
So.
Well, it must have been spectacular. You know, my dad's birthday, his 83rd birthday, so we were out of town for this particular one. But we have watched it every single year that we've been in town. And I loved what happened with the bridge and the amphitheater and the music festivals.
Oh, man.
It continued on for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bandaloop performers, that was just, and in fact, who said this? Bev Supek said it was watching Reading at its best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There were some great events going on.
Well, thank you, Enjoy Magazine, for helping a lot of this come forth and publicizing and advertising and just doing what you do to make it beautiful.
Well,
okay, so what are some of the issues? What do we've got, some of the stories to share with our listeners and for Enjoy, magazine?
We have I just want to mention one quick thing about Frank Rose. We have a little Q&A from Frank.
Little Frankie.
And I know that you guys know him, and he's just adorable. And he wears many, many hats in our community and does a lot for the veterans. And... So we did a Q&A. Kimberly Bonet went and talked to him and asked him a bunch of questions. He's just adorable. I just love this man. He's just...
Well, Frank...
And that's the reason why we did the pictures the way they are.
I love it.
Poses, because he's in a different hat in every picture.
He wears...
He actually brought like 50 hats.
He has 50 flags on his car, too. Frank Rose, when we first started the station, was one of the very first, if not the first, guy to come in and congratulate us. And that's the kind of man he is. He's got his camera. He's at every veterans event.
He's just amazing.
He supports, you know, you see him at every event. Mm-hmm. And so he's a spectacular man. He's got quite an interesting history.
Which I'm not aware of, but would be.
He was in fashion.
Oh, really?
Fashion mm-hmm. and industry. And, you know, you'll sit down with him sometime and we'll go deeper into what he did in his past. And
he
has an artistic real quality about him. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that highlight of Frank Rowe. Nobody deserves a better. And also being Veteran of the Year last year.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Italian of the Year.
And the Italian
Veteran
of the Year.
Of the year.
Yes. He's just great. And he comes into the office.
The time.
For our 7th birthday, he brought us a birthday cake for, you know, enjoy 7th birthday. I mean, he's just so kind and just a great guy. So
does anybody know how old he is?
80, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He has just celebrated, I think, the big one. And he, again, you know, he can't do enough. And he and his wife both. And I know my good friend Karen is good friends with his wife. And they do a lot of pictures and stuff uh-huh. together. So mm-hmm. anyway, thank you for doing a shout out in the Big Enjoy issue for Frank Rose. 15 Minutes with Frank Rose will be in the July issue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And then we've got, obviously, the one thing I always point out because, you know, a lot of my emphasis has changed in growing our retail stores. And so we always have the What's in Store section in the magazine. And this you know, I love all of our vendors, don't get me wrong. But this group is very special to me. This is called The Upcyclist, and it's Biondi Upcycling. And this is a family affair. And it's just a really great story. And these are just really, really neat people. I've fallen in love with them. First and foremost, I had the mother as a vendor in our store. She makes these fingerless gloves, these knitted fingerless gloves
cool.
that are really, really cool and really comfortable. But her daughter, so she's got a son and a daughter, and her daughter is a very neat woman. She's very clever. She's so down to earth and so warm. And you know, one of those people that you meet that just is really a positive mm-hmm. light, you know, that's Jennifer. Anyway, Jennifer has created a business in conjunction with her brother and her mother. And it's all upcycling of old bike parts. So they go out and the brother scavenges and gets old bike parts, disassembles them, cleans them. And then, you know, Jennifer does a lot of the design work. They all work together now. And then the mother helps do all the assembly. So we have a beautiful display rack. If you're a bike person or enthusiast at all, it's just super cool from, you know, toiletry bags made out of recycled inner tubes, wow. chain bracelets, earrings, accessories, bottle openers, dog leashes, dog collars, belts made out of inner tubes, belt buckles out of tin can lids. Her brother had a knee surgery and got a staph infection that went to the head. And so he's great and wonderful, but he has been severely affected by this. And this was one of the things that she wanted to do for the family. And now he is, you know, a great asset to this business, and it gives him work and something that he can do. So it's just a really great touching story, and they're a great touching family, and they have a really cool product, and I encourage anybody to come down. And the neat thing is that she continues to expand the line, and so we're super excited this summer. They're going to start debuting with some of their home decor. So floor lamps made out of bike frames.
Wow. And,
yeah, just some really, really neat things. You know, hopefully on one of these Thursday nights when we get to do what's on the spot that Rhonda and I cover, we're going to have them on. And then also we'll have them in the store, probably just a meet and greet. But just really fun. Just great, great stuff.
Well, you love it too, you know, and this is something that you all do and enjoy is and you're especially in your magazine, when you can read about the backstory. And again, I've used that term. Terminology or the term a couple times this morning about the backstory is that maybe with Rhonda nobody really knew the backstory,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but here with the product it's really cool to hear about the backstory in the mm-hmm. sense of how her brother and that illness, because you just think, my God, a staph infection,
yeah,
anybody
simple
can
surgery
have it
on the knee.
Any day, yeah. any time, and boom, how that affects. But the family comes together, and in this issue, you see the mother up there. You can see she's got the beads in front of her,
mm-hmm.
and she's looking down. It's just great pictures of the family coming together and doing,
yeah.
creating.
And then there's the brother. You can see the picture there. He's grinding.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's called
Beyondi. Upcycling brand.
And the stuff is pretty amazing. Yeah. It looks like
they just brought in a whole new series of jewelry just this week. Some really cool. They look like feather earrings, but they're actually rubber inner tubes that they've shaped and cut to make look like feathers. Just fun stuff. I mean, you know, as a bike enthusiast, it would be a great thing to see, you know, gifts for sure.
Well, we want to hear more about what's happening with the Enjoy store as well. So let's talk about that a little bit. We're going to have to take a break right now. Bob, should we take a break? And let's take an early break. When we come back, we'll get fresh with what's happening in the store. You have some wonderful things, too. Classic Cafe. Mm-hmm. Some people that, you know, definitely come. And how about what's going on with Mount?
Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing.
Lavender. Lavender. Let's keep right back right after the messages right here on KCNR 1460.
No.
One more time.
Line Heated and Air. They're your local Carrier heated and cooling experts ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. With Spring in the Air, Timberline has manufacturing utility rebates with savings up to $2,650. Call Timberline now for an estimate on the new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs, pay for itself in year-round utility savings, and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty, the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a complete duct and equipment cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Dirty coils force your compressor to run longer, increases energy use, and decreases the life of your system. Call 221-2222 or visit them online at TimberlineHVAC.com. They work hard to provide you with the best value and comfort you require. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air. Proud to serve our community since 1985.
Big League Greens is proud to support the Redding Colt 45s, and they're grateful for the support the community has shown them over the last 10 years. Come and join Big League Greens for a week-long celebration as they say thank you for their first 10 years, July 28th through August 3rd. They're looking forward to you joining them for the next 10. New leagues are forming now for softball, indoor soccer, inline hockey, volleyball, and baseball. For more information, call 223-1177, extension 105, or check them out online at bigleaguedreams.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Bocelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We are accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
This is Lorda.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning. It's Monday morning, July the 7th. Gosh, it's 8:33 in the morning. 77 degrees, going up to 109 today. Don't leave anything living in your car for any length of time. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Sungoal says, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Okay, we will try to do that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You know, great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Bob just got his haircut there and looks very good. It's the cheers of barbershops. Just go in and sit down, have a good time. Get your haircut. Man's last stronghold. What can I say?
Welcome
Man's
back last stronghold. To KCNR. We know that we're going to have a hot day today. With us this morning is Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy. We're going through the issue and talking about some things that are very moving. And it's always very moving in the issue. So let's shoot. Let's keep talking about some of the things because
We were talking about the
stores.
Store,
let's talk about the stores.
And not even need to talk about the stores anymore, but one of the really great caveats about the stores and the tie into the magazine is so often what we write about ends up being able to be purchased or comes into the store as a feature. And so Rhonda's going to talk about a really extraordinary young man who's got some really beautiful handmade products that are very indicative to our area as far as our outdoor fun, and we're hoping that he's going to be bringing his product in both of our stores.
So. Love it. What I love about the story is this guy is 15 years old, and he ties flies for fly fishing, and he's only been doing it for a year, and his business, I guess it's his business, is pretty successful. I know that they sell them at the Red Bluff store, mm-hmm. and he's from Red Bluff. But he went to one of the fly shops camps a year ago, mm-hmm. and they taught him there. And then he just brought a kit home and just started tying them. And now he's selling them in the store. So he's 15.
He's found his creative yeah. niche. Well, mm-hmm. well, there's such beautiful fly fishing up here. We're known for it in the North
exactly.
State. So it's
world
very
famous here.
Very apropos, but it's wonderful to see a kid get inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have friends from the fly shop that have that fishing camp.
Uh-huh. Mike and Bertha Mitchell.
And right. the kids go up there for a week, and it really changes their life. Uh-huh. It's mm-hmm. a life-altering. Again, maybe this was this kid. Now, what's his name again?
It's Caden Swart.
Yeah, and he went up there and he took the class, mm-hmm. and then they guess they have a fly tying contest up there,
uh-huh.
and he won. So he got all types of materials, which is kind of what's got him going.
Right.
But you know what? I do too. I love to see that. I love to see a young person get into something like this, especially in fly fishing.
Right.
Again, the best fly fishing around, and maybe in the world, in our area here. And if you don't go out on the water. Like I haven't. There's something wrong with me.
Anyway. I really want to learn how to fly fish one of these days, but it's on my bucket list for sure.
Yeah. That's it. It's on all, you know, and right here, can you imagine this? I mean, this is the place to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing Association.
Right, right.
That will teach you and take you out. All mm-hmm. you have to do is show up once a month.
Just think you could be a future fly girl.
I like
it. Now you're dancing and you could learn how to, learn how to use a fly fishing pole, which is very similar to a whip. You'll just be all crying around a girl.
Well, what are the other issues that you have in your magazine? We take, you know, two darling girls in there. You've got
Speaking of young people, this 15-year-old, I always like this point. This is something that Rhonda developed, which I just love in our magazine. And, of course, I have nothing to do with it, but I appreciate it. I love young people and showing off, you know,
The talent that we have here.
And the special young kids that have that something that's above and beyond. Quarterly, I think, roughly, we're doing it right now.
Every quarter, yeah.
We do what's called a student writer. And
let me just say that we have partnered up with the Writers Forum with this because they get all the submissions.
Sure. Okay.
And then they pick the winner. So,
okay.
So this quarter, we actually have a feature student student photo and a student writer. And these two pages are so beautiful, and I'm showing you guys. I know that people listening can't see it, but that's why they have to pick up the magazine. But this is a student poet or writer. And this photo is a student photographer. And these kids are in, what, seventh grade, I think it is?
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, seventh. This photographer is a seventh grader. And they're just beautiful.
Reading School of the Arts, Eric Whitmer. Yep. And that is how that's the a foot going into the water.
Into a pool.
It's just clever.
Oh, that is wonderful. Testing of the waters.
But isn't it? I mean, it's pretty. I mean, it makes you want to engage when you see it. It reminds me, it's very tranquil and spa kind of, you know.
And a freshman at Foothill High School in Palo Cedro is, it sounds, I hear, The Summer Day by Michaela Whitmer. She's the contest. How wonderful to be published, first of all. This is something that it's a keepsake through the years.
You want to read that real quick since you read the last one?
I did.
We can make it something.
Let me see
that
if
we
I
do
can.
Every.
Okay.
And this is pretty amazing. The story in her bio talks about how she got to write this, and it's pretty neat.
Okay, this is Sounds I Hear the Summer Day by Michaela Whitmer. A splash, a shout, a scream, a laugh. Water tickles my toes. Laughter fills my heart. A grunt and a tug on my arm. A big smile greets me. The little boy points to the deep end of the pool, and I know what he says even though he can't speak. Autism has taken his voice away. But I can hear it. It's beautiful. Teachers come play, says the child with no voice. So I jump in. And laughter at the water that dances around me. The child jumps in too. But too fast, he's scared. He fists grab my hair. And though it hurts, I smile and laugh. And he knows it's all right. His hand reaches, leases my hair, and wraps me in a big hug. And the sweet smile appears on his face. Although no words have been said, we both smile at the sweetest of summer memories.
It's very sweet.
I know.
And I guess she was a teacher, a swim teacher for children with autism. So,
wow.
Yeah. And that's,
doesn't that give you chills?
I know. And she's that's just amazing. So
she's a freshman at Foothill High School.
Yeah.
Wow. So she's
14?
Yeah.
14,
15.
Yeah. And amazing just to be able to write that. But what a profound experience that, you know, at that young of an age, helping other people, you know, find their voice in whatever way it is.
Right.
You know, these are extraordinary kids. That's what I love about them.
Extraordinary kids.
And speaking of kids, we also have a story about two girls that are aged 14 and 15. And this is Ashton Lopeman and Jennifer Payton, and they both go around to different rodeos and sing the national anthem.
They're adorable.
They are so cute. And they're
we heard them this year. They were at the Reading Rodeo.
Uh-huh. And they're just, you know, that's just awesome when you have young people that go out and do stuff like this. And this issue has...
And they blend, even though they're not sisters, they blend like their vocal cords know, you know, every now and then you hear that in great choirs where their vocal cords blend and their high voices when they're singing. I don't know how to explain that, but it's just amazing. Their tonality just matches and resonates perfectly.
Mm-hmm. And they compete against each other, too. So that's pretty cool. But another thing, too, is they've been able to meet some famous people doing this, and they travel all over the place. They've been all over the place doing singing at rodeos.
And they are from here.
And they're from Red Bluff.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. Yep. So
Red Bluff girls. So why not? You know what?
A lot of stuff comes out of Red Bluff, too. It really does. I'm always amazed when we keep writing stories and it's like, they're from Red Bluff, they're from Red Bluff. And not that they shouldn't, but, you know, just Red Bluff is so small.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of talented people in Red Bluff.
Homespun goodness.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. 13 and 14 years old. Or 14 and 15 years old. That's pretty amazing.
The babies.
Yeah. Yep.
What else do you have for us? You got night skies.
Yeah,
there.
That's cool. Night Skies, which, you know, this is, I think that says this is the third year they've been doing it. This is the North State Dark Sky programs that are up in Lassen and in Whiskeytown, where it's really about encouraging people to come out and experience the area that we're in, which is one of the few places in California that still has what they consider like a blackout. We don't get that obstruction from a lot of city lights. So you really, really can engage with the night sky and the Milky Way. And this is just to encourage people to, you know, check out the stars, astronomy. They do all kinds of really cool things up there looking at the night sky. But one of the things I thought was very interesting is that it talks about in here that people, when they come up for the first time and they use the telescope to look and they show them Saturn, that many of the people actually go to the end of the telescope thinking that it's a picture that's been taped to the telescope because it's so vivid and so clear that it looks like a picture, and you can actually see Saturn's rings.
Really?
And so people think it's a joke. They'll look through the telescope and think that they've put some type of a picture at the end of it. So
now, where is this happening again, James, so we can tell our listeners?
It's at Whiskey Town Lake,
okay,
and also Lassen Volcanic National Park.
All right,
and Whiskey Town National Recreation Area.
So I'm wondering if they have like a where you have a class where let's meet under the stars and we can go through the Milky like the gal like mm-hmm. uh-huh. like for instance we go up to Cedarville and they have these little natural hot springs hot tubs in the back of each room, but you're open to the sky
mm-hmm.
and you can see yep. satellites, falling stars,
oh, yeah.
and I don't know. I think that's Orion's belt.
Yep.
I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be on my bucket list. I'd like to know that's Gemini, that's Orion,
sure.
that's
and this
whatever.
Is exactly and that'd be exactly what you're doing. So this one actually they're getting ready to kick off it's called Dark Sky Festivals, and it's August 1st through the 3rd at Lassen Volcanic National Park. And then it's also, there's one at Whiskey Town National Recreation Area, and it's also part of Shasta Astronomy Club. And then on page, 52, it gives you a listing of the dates and all the websites that you can visit. So,
and another
Linda,
you can get an app on your phone.
I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say. Not to discourage you from going, because you physically need to do it, right?
Yeah.
But if you have an iPad or you have an iPhone, I have an app that's brilliant.
You literally
just put it up to the sky, and it tells you everything that you're looking. And as you move, it moves.
Yeah. You know what? I've read about
it's
that.
It's amazing.
And I think it's great because, how many times have you sat there and go, gee, I wonder what constellation
right,
that is? Or maybe that's not even a constellation,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time it is.
Yeah.
And then, so it'll tell you right there. And, of course, you have to – can you do it on a 4 or a 5?
Oh, yeah.
I have a
yeah,
5
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's
I inherited a 4.
Yeah.
I
got
to
hand me
six,
down 4.
Yeah. So the Dark Sky Festival, like you said, is at Lassen Volcanic National Park.
Uh-huh.
That is August 1st through 3rd. Mark your calendars. That sounds so exciting. You can go to mps.gov, Whiskey, Sky Ranger, Hotmail. So,
and we're considered, we're in the what's called the dark corner of California. That's why.
Ooh, that's really cool. I just love that. I just learned, listen to KCNR 1460. You're going to learn something every day. I know I just did. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. We have Enjoy Magazine with us this morning with James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Ted Light here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Light, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's James Masada and Rhonda Ball with their cellos. And they're going for it right here. Go. Yeah. Oh, did you see? You know what? My God, Rhonda, I never knew you could play that. Wow.
That's hot.
That's hot. You two are just, you know what? Is there anything you two can't do?
No. Thunderstruck is hot.
Thunderstruck. Okay. Hey, welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's Monday, July the 7th. It's going to be up to 107 degrees, 109
that's
today.
That's hot.
109 that's degrees. Hot. Don't leave anything in your car that you don't want to see melt or stop breathing. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Seniors and veterans discounts, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-2793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to get that brand new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV. In fact, this huge sale they had is probably going on right now for the July sale. You can still kind of go down there and look and find your favorite Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda right here in town, and have your neighbors make great deals for you. Give them a call at 223-2177. Not only are you going to get great deals, but their service department is simply outstanding. And I can tell you that from personal experience. Redding Crown Motors. We've got two tickets here for the Colt 45s for the next game is Friday, but you can use them anytime during the year. Colt 45 tickets for free to the second caller at 605-4567. Second caller, 605-4567.
We live in the garden track, and so when they're playing baseball, you can hear it carrying the announcer and the cheers and stuff. And
it's
really good feeling when you're out in the backyard, and I'm like cooking something, and you hear them, you know, the crowd erupt, or you hear the announcer. I don't know why, I just like it.
It's happiness. It's life. It's like life. It's action. It's life changing. It's coming together. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what I love about it is they just play with such heart. You know,
the college
it's
kids.
It's just amazing.
It is.
I love it.
Rhonda Ball, James Masada, and Joy the Magazine are here. And, again, 605-4567, second caller gets tickets to the Colt 45s. Next game is Friday. Okay, Classic Cafe.
Aw, such a neat little place. And the owners are just awesome.
You can't ever go in there without a hug. Mm-hmm. They come through the kitchen and hug you, every single person. Owned by two sisters. Tell us about the girls.
They have been, the Classic Cafe has been around for 30 years. And is that right?
Something like that. 30 years at least. Millie and Kathy.
Yeah, Millie and Kathy and their sisters. And they opened the restaurant in a place that had restaurants closing. So when they opened it, the restaurant on Athens Avenue, you know, a lot of people just kind of questioned their sanity. And here they are 30 years later. Still, they're just really great, fun women, and they are just so loving, and they're really big supporters of veterans.
Yes.
And the walls are just covered with photos of veterans.
Yes.
And
it's a mini veterans museum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Veterans, active members, and armed service and law enforcement officers especially welcome at the Classic Cafe. Again, tributes and memorabilia from World War II, clear up to Afghanistan. It's really home cooking. You feel like you're at grandma's house. You get that same kind of love. I mean, that's probably the thought behind it is, what do you want? The menus, maybe 8 items, but oftentimes you'll get what the...
And sometimes they'll do something special.
Like every once a month, they'll have their German night or the Italian night.
And Carl's, once a month at the end of the month, last Friday of each month. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I just want to say when it is. It's the last Friday of each month.
Well, when you first came back to Reading, you first came to Reading, we went to Classic Cafe, and I think for you it was very, it was like, wow, you know, the American flags, love, respect, honor, you know, the things that veterans hope to come home to, and, you know, there's a lot of that. And there's people who have reserved tables and they know at a
World
certain
War
time.
World War II guys.
Yeah, there's so
World
many
War
regulars.
Twos.
Yeah.
World War II veterans are in there. Mm-hmm. It is fantastic, and they do so much for the community.
Yeah,
I can't say enough about them. And frankly, they were going through some tough times when remember the bridges were being worked on?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there were customers came in and stood up and helped them with this. But you know what? The payback is so worth it because yeah. Millie and Kathy have meant so much to this town. They actually cater some of the veterans events. I mean, it's –
And if you haven't been, it's at 2427 Athens Avenue.
Right before you get your haircut down at Cypress Square Barbershop, you go right down there, and it's next to the water store.
Next to the water store where I get my water.
That's right. You can just go on in there and get and have a great meal. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway.
They're great.
All right. So you've also been writing about – well, let's talk about Chicago. We're going to have them on Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Some of the cast members are coming on Wednesday. But you've done a nice article about James Santos. And, you know, we know that this is a really big deal with this musical that's come here. James has come back to town to be the artistic director or the main director.
He's the co-director and choreographer.
There you go.
Yes. And Chicago. And they're putting this together. They've been working on it for, I think, about 4 or 5 weeks. And it opens on Thursday, the 10th.
Wow.
And
I'm
so excited. Yeah, I'm really excited.
You had debated about trying to try out, right?
Well, I did. I tried out, and it was really a good experience for me because I threw on my fishnets, and I don't have my dance gunner dance shoes.
And it was right after you were sick.
I still had pneumonia, but I said, if I don't do this, I'll be unhappy with myself that I'd never – But I found that I couldn't even find my dance gun, so I wore boots.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really great experience. I'm glad that I did it, and I just looked so forward. When we came down to rehearsal schedules, I didn't have the kind of time. I know that if I were to do a production, hats off to people like Bob Kerlock,
mm-hmm.
who can come to work and then rehearse till 11 o'clock at night. I don't have that kind of stamina. Uh-huh. So anyway, I'm sure it's a great
Linda
cast.
Linda was offered one of the major parts. I've got to say that because it wasn't like you just tried out. You were offered a major part that evening. Mm-hmm. And but I know it. Right now she looks at him, she goes, Chicago. Chicago.
I'm really upset that but you know, it's like anything else. You know when you – anyway, I'm really excited about the cast. I'm excited about James Santos as well as all the people that are putting this on out of the Shasta College. It's going to be a fantastic production. We really need to get behind it and have the house completely sold out.
We got to see what we can do for that. I don't know. How many times is it going to play?
I think it's 3 weekends.
3 weekends, okay.
July 10th.
That's this
through
week.
The 26th.
All right, we're gonna see what we can do about getting tickets. But if nothing else, maybe we'll just go to a bunch of us and just head on down there.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be fun. The
James
music is great,
and everybody else that's putting this thing on, you know, it's gonna be and first of all, it's the first time it's been here, and it's gonna be one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep. And you know it's going to be perfection, too, with James.
It'll be perfection. I said that the whole idea for me was, gosh, I know James is going to not take anything but perfection. Mm-hmm. And you always want to work with somebody who's going to help you lift your own bar.
Right, right.
That's not acceptable. And you're like, okay, what can I do better? Well, here, you know. So he's that type of guy.
Yeah.
Okay, more about the Enjoy magazine.
Well, just speaking of theater and all that, we won't just get into it, but we'll just kind of brushstroke some of the stories that we have left uncovered. On page 76, we have the Seeing Place, which is the new Frontier Theater Company in Siskiyou County. So this is a little article to fill you in on a obviously a great new company in one of our neighboring counties.
Right now they're showing Greater Tuna, which started on the 5th. So that's playing in Siskiyou County.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a big show.
One of the things that I'm always proud of, and I love her to death, she was actually an employee at the Enjoy store for over a year with us and now is retired to be a full-time grandmother and travel the world. But she still has the amazing time to be the person that does the exquisite recipes that we have in our magazine each month. So I always like to point out that this month's recipe is seared scallops and roasted garden vegetables from Miss Lana Granforest.
She's just amazing. You know,
she's one of our biggest heroes and one of our biggest cheerleaders all in one. So,
We worked with her at KMS. She was my first boss when we were at KMS. So So we have history with Lana, and Lana's known James since he was a little guy.
Yeah. And they were taping me up in cardboard boxes in the warehouse. The line people. Yeah, so this I just always love the visual and
just the visual I'm getting right now.
The visual of James
being taped up in a box, and then they ship him someplace, but he keeps coming back.
Yeah.
You know, is that what's it?
I'm like a homing pigeon. I meant the visual of the picture in the magazine of the food.
Okay, with the visual we have. Okay, we got 1 minute left here. All right.
We have a story about the NorCal Retired Coaches Association. These are all high school coaches that were just not quite done. So they started an organization, and they do fundraising, and they help high school sports. So this is a really neat story. And
we have water ski lake articles that are amazing in here. We have house calls, home mobile veterinarian clinics.
That's great.
So many things for so many people on so many levels. Enjoy the magazine. What a great, great magazine. And James Masada and Rhonda Ball, thank you so much for being with us. And
Thanks for having us.
You know, on the first Monday of each month, so we can talk about what's going on and have everybody come up. As you know, again, we're missing all of our magazines.
Yep.
So if we can bring a few more down for us, we'll be okay. Carl and Linda Bott, remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Damage assessment and cleanup, the order of the day in parts of Michigan, slammed by heavy weather over the weekend. Winds were clocked at 80 miles per hour in the Grand Rapids area. A half dozen people suffered minor injuries, and Michigan wasn't alone.
We had a cold front come across central Iowa on Sunday evening that produced a broken line of thunderstorms, several of which appear to have produced tornadoes, or at least funnel clouds, generally from about east central into central Iowa.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Lee, forecasters say the next couple of days could bring severe thunderstorms to parts of the Midwest and the Northeast. A 6.9 earthquake rattled southern Mexico and Central America today. At least three people killed, dozens of homes damaged. Geophysicist Amy Vaughn with the U.S. Geological Survey says the danger may not be over.
This could end up being a foreshock hit.